Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush. Jim Rossetti is out on the road this weekend, and we have a great show for you this morning. Mr. Mark Van Pay is with us. He's the founder and owner and CEO of Convergent Marketing. So if you'd like to listen in and if you have any questions about marketing or selling, we'll have a good program this morning, and we invite you to call in and ask any questions you'd like on the topic. Mark is a great resource, and we'll learn about him and his business in a few minutes. I'd first like to just tell you that this BizTalk program is brought to you each week by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The SCORE chapter is located at the Chamber Building. It's an organization, part of a national organization, that offers free counseling to business owners and those who are looking to start a business. You can visit our website at scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com. And you can fill out an application if you'd like to request counseling. We have about 60 counselors. They have disciplines ranging from accounting to manufacturing, IT, HR, marketing, just about anything a business owner or a person who's looking to start a business would need to help you get going or grow your business. And the counseling is free. So, again, you can contact us at scorefoxcities.com. Look at our website and request a counseling session there. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank the sponsors who bring the program to you each week. We have Associated Bank, who I heard the other day is once again the state's best leading SBA lender and also wins national awards for SBA lending to small businesses. They're also a full-service bank offering a full array of services for the family and the business. So if you have any banking needs, be sure to check with Associated Bank. Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff over at Epiphany Law, focus strictly on business law. They don't do personal injury, they don't do divorce, only business law, and they're very good at it. So check out Epiphany Law if you have any questions about any contracts you're being asked to sign, or what kind of company you should form, or how do you enter into any kind of a contract arrangement with even employees or for retirement planning. So contact Epiphany Law. Also, Alberts and Hailing Accounting. Alberts and Hailing CPA Services is located in Green Bay and Appleton. Kurt Hailing is the local partner here in Appleton. They're a full-service accounting company that offers services to business owners and to individuals. So if you're an individual and you're looking for someone to prepare your tax return for you, Alberts and Hailing is certainly an option for that. We also have as a sponsor the Venture Center. And our guest this morning, Mark Van Pay, is going to share with us how he has been an instructor there for about 5 years now in their eSeed program, and he'll talk to us about that program. The Venture Center is a great place to go if you're looking to start a business. You can learn how to do a business plan at the Venture Center. Or if you're in business, have been in business for a number of years, they have a ProSeed program, which is an accelerated, higher-level program, which can help you take your business to the next level. And our last sponsor is the Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau, Joellen Walling is the director. They're located on Lindale Drive in Appleton. If you haven't heard of the Better Business Bureau, please look them up on the web. They're a very worthwhile organization, and if you're looking to find out if a vendor or a company is a good provider, you can check them out at the Better Business Bureau because they screen companies' performances for consumers. We'd also like to say thank you to the Business News for being a supporter of our BizTalk program and their biweekly publication called Business News. And if you haven't subscribed to it, I'd recommend you do. You get a great deal of business information for only $18 a year. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll give out the phone numbers, we'll introduce our guest, Mark Van Pay, and we'll get on with our program. Welcome. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB-accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade, or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush, and we're going to be talking this morning with Mark Van Pay of Convergent Marketing. But first, I have an announcement. Kevin Eisman of Epiphany Law sponsors a group called Entrepreneurs Anonymous. This month's topic is valuing your business. What is the value of your business? It's going to be held on Tuesday, February 23rd at 5 p.m. Jason Munster of Cornerstone Business Services will kick off the session with some points to consider and then open it up for group discussion. Cornerstone Business Services is a business brokerage firm in Green Bay, a very successful one, owned by Scott Bushke. If you're interested in this, it's $10 charge. Contact Epiphany Law at 996-0000. You can't forget that number, 996-0000. If you're interested in attending their February 23rd session on valuing your business. I'd also like to extend a welcome to some budding entrepreneurs out there, Sophie and Malaya and Grayson and Cambria and Abby. You all are going to be successful business people someday, so listen up. Well, good morning, Mark. Glad to have you in the program this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tony. It's great to be back.
Yep. You've been on the program before, and we have talked several times. Tell us about Convergent Marketing, Inc. When did you start it, and what do you do at Convergent Marketing?
Well, we started about 5 years ago, so we're entering our fifth year. Mm-hmm. And Convergent Marketing is located in Appleton. We're in the Zilke building. in downtown Appleton. And what Convergent Marketing offers is flexible marketing services for all types of businesses and all sizes of businesses. So for small businesses, we offer rental marketing director services. And what that is it's based on the premise that not all companies are large enough to have a marketing director or even a marketing department. Mm-hmm. What they really need is someone who can create a marketing plan or a campaign for them and then help them implement it.
Be a mentor in a sense.
Exactly. Help them strategize and plan and mm-hmm. then train them in order to use the plan themselves to implement the plan, or mm-hmm. they can have us. For larger companies, I partner with A to Z Design here in Appleton as well. And that is really revolves around advertising campaigns, developing brand strategies, developing brand programs and marketing programs, so more of the larger scale things. So really, a lot of flexibility there for any size company.
Mark, you're an entrepreneur, and like many entrepreneurs, what sparked you to start this business? What was the spark?
Well, I think I've always been an entrepreneur, and I think it really goes back to growing up. And my family, while had never owned a business, had a lot of great ideas for businesses. And when I got into business myself, it's something that really stuck with me, and the ability to go in and open up a business that really intrigued me. I was in the corporate world for about 7 years and then decided to go out on my own, and I opened up an advertising agency, or co-founded an advertising agency in the Green Bay area, and got a real taste for that. But as with a lot of people, when they open up a business, it wasn't the right time for me to do that.
Sure.
So I sold my half of the business and went back into the corporate world, always thinking that at some point I was going to get back into it, because that's really how I'm wired.
You'd been bitten already.
I had been bitten bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the timing became a little bit more appropriate, I started the research again to find out what exactly could I do that could really address a need out in the marketplace that really fit my skill set and the experience that I had brought forth. And hence, Convergent Marketing was born.
Great. I'd like to give out the phone numbers if you're interested in calling us. You're welcome to call and ask Mark a question about marketing or advertising for your company. The number here in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And outside the Appleton area, the number is 1-866-887-1150, 1-866-887-1150. Mark, you were talking a little earlier about having been a partner in an advertising firm, and now you own a marketing company. What is the difference between advertising and marketing?
You know, that's a great question. I get that asked that all the time. And there's really a distinction between advertising, marketing, and selling as well, because they're all mm-hmm. related together. So the way I look at it, and of course I'm biased because I'm in marketing,
sure.
So it's going to have a little bit of a marketing slant to it, but the way that it's easiest to understand is that marketing is an umbrella for a lot of different things. Advertising kind of falls under that. So marketing is involved with finding the client or the customer.
Maybe identifying the client?
Identifying who they are, you know, where can they be found,
mm-hmm.
What their needs are, and then developing products and services that address and address those needs. Marketing also is involved in creating the right kind of message that really resonates with that customer base, that segment of audience, and it's selecting the right media mm-hmm. in order to reach that customer base. Advertising is really the implementation of the marketing strategy. So
Okay. Advertising
are the typical types of things you would think about, you know, television, radio, billboard, etc.
Super Bowl ads,
if you can afford it.
They're pretty expensive right now.
$3 million for 30 seconds this year.
Really?
So that's one thing that never seems to go down.
But that's advertising.
That's advertising. And then sales is really, I think, they all work together. Mm-hmm. One can't work within a silo. They're all so interrelated. Sales is really talking to the customer, presenting the product and service, but it also is about validation. And they can go back to the marketing people if they do the marketing themselves, and they can learn about, is this the right customer? Am I talking about the right things? Is this need really what the customer is looking for? Do I have a product or service that can, that really works for them? And so it's a feedback mechanism, but it's also the process of bringing that product to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. So when we're selling our products or services out there, we're talking to our customers. Sometimes we have to be aware that we may not be talking to the decision maker of that customer. We may be talking to a purchasing agent or someone other than a decision maker. And we need to be aware that we're trying to actually recruit that person to be the salesperson inside that organization for what we're trying to deliver to that company.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about education, and that's really what I think sales has really evolved into. Because of the nature of customers these days, customers are so much more educated than they've ever been because of the internet and other informational vehicles, that when a customer contacts you or potential customer contacts you, they probably know more about you than they've ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about education. It's about continuing that education process. So for companies, if you're a salesperson going into a company and that you have one or two levels to get to before you get to the decision maker, it's all about creating that education.
Right. Mark, we have a caller on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You have a question for our guest? I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great, great. Yes, I do. I have a fantastic idea, and I've proven it. It's very simple. It's very, very, everybody can use it. It's very reasonable, very cheap, so to speak. How can I get this on the market?
Can I ask you a question about is it a product or a service?
It's a product that can be used by every household, almost every household.
Okay.
In rural, otherwise. It's very unique, and I have one, and I've proven it for about a year, and it works beautifully.
Okay.
And very simple, there's nothing to it. And how can I market it?
Ben, I think in order for us to help answer that question, we'd need to know more detail about your product.
Yeah.
And it's probably something you don't want to go into on the air right now.
Right.
But I would suggest that you contact the SCORE chapter.
Okay.
You can call them at the chamber. The phone number is 734-7101.
Okay.
And tell them that you'd like to talk to a marketing counselor, someone with marketing background.
Okay. I did have one of these products, one of these ideas had. I was tool and die design for years.
Sure.
So we designed a lot of things, but I had another idea, which I went to Milwaukee, started getting a patent on.
Oh, good.
That company it folded up. Yeah, it shows in Vegas and all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost me a few bucks up front. But what happened is one night on the Monday night football game, Chicago Bears, Green Bay game, that product I designed was on that show in advertisement through another source.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of hit it up and showed it.
Mm-hmm.
To another. Anyway, so I'm very, very afraid of going to get a patent, you know.
Right. Patent can be good, but it's also laying out your device for the public to see.
Exactly. For somebody to copy.
That's one reason why Coca-Cola does not have a patent on the recipe for their Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Right. Well, I think what you want to do then is, you know, definitely talk to some people that can help you, advise you about the feasibility of your product and the idea.
Sure.
And, Tony's giving you the information for SCORE. And at some point, if this looks like it's going to be viable, you want to start looking at who your customers are going to be, is there a need out in the marketplace? Is it a big enough market that you can actually make money at it? Because, you know, you might find an audience, but it might be really large, which is great because then you have obviously a lot of sales potential. But you might have a product that's that meets a need, but the audience is so small you really can't make enough money back on it. So that's where a business plan comes in, where you really start thinking about those kinds of things. Can I make money at this? And is it a viable product that the customer, that satisfies a customer need?
Right. I went to retail after my retirement for many years and I had ideas about different things. So this is very reliable. There's no maintenance on it, zero maintenance, very reliable.
So sounds like
I'm
a good product. Sounds like a good product, Ben.
Yeah, I hope so.
Please give us a call at Score and we'll line you up with a counselor.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks for calling this morning, Ben.
Thanks.
Mark, that was a very interesting call, and it raises some questions about people who have this great idea. They might even have a prototype at home like Ben has, maybe several, and they have this passion, but the fear of moving forward is what's holding them back.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing, as you pointed out, is very important. But the fear of not being able to deal with the unknown is actually holding them back. Do you have any recommendations for folks who might be in that position to, how do they deal with that? They can't keep it all to themselves.
Right. You know, that's one of the things that through the eSeed program that I've worked with, I probably worked with over about 150 different entrepreneurs going through the program. And a lot of them had products, and a lot of them had ideas for businesses and ideas for products. And one of the things that I think for any entrepreneur, before you get into it, is the risk factor. And whether you're working full-time and you have an idea and you start developing it and it looks good, does it make sense? And then there's that, do I give everything up that I have and start doing this, or do I wait? And that really is the make or break for a lot of people. But I think the thing that really helps make that decision is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, the more that you can research the marketplace, learn the industry, learn the product category that you're going to be in. If you're creating some new kind of organic soap, know that market inside and out. Know who the customer is. Find out how many of those customers are in the area that you want to sell in. And I think that starts to alleviate some of the stress that goes into making a decision like that, because at some point there's a tipping point that it says, why wouldn't I go into this?
Right. And you want to know the competition too.
Competition is extremely important. You know, for if you have a brand new business that you want to start, if it's a brand new product or if it's a brand new service, it's you need to create a marketplace for it. If you're getting into the market and you're making a product, if you're offering a product or service that's better than the competition, obviously you want to talk about what makes you different, because you're entering a market that might have one or 100 competitors. So
right.
How are you going to stand out? And it's really about that difference.
The distinction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At this point, Mark, what would you give your contact information out to the audience? We come back from the break, then we'll continue our discussion. But
sure.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Sure. My phone number is 819-3210.
What was that?
819-3210.
Thanks.
And my website is www.convergentmarketing.com, and I'll spell that out, convergentmarketing.com. And if you'd like to email me, my email is mvp@convergentmarketing.com.
It's easy to remember, most valuable player.
It is. I like to think so.
Thanks, Mark. We'll be coming back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And our guest this morning is Mark Van Pay, founder and CEO of Convergent Marketing Incorporated in Green Bay and the Fox Cities. We've been talking about marketing and selling and advertising and some of the principles involved in those in this type of line of work, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And during the previous segment, you mentioned that you work with the eSeed program. Tell us a little bit about the eSeed program. Some of our listeners know about that, but you have a pretty special role at the eSeed through the Venture Center.
Sure. Yeah, I've been involved with the Venture Center for quite a few years now, and I'm entering my 10th semester as an instructor walking entrepreneurs through the eSeed program. The eSeed program is a 15-week program that takes startup and early-stage entrepreneurs through the development of a business plan. Along the way, you pick up planning tools, you pick up development tools, and you really learn about your business from all sorts of angles, the legal angle, the marketing angle, the financial angle. So people that typically attend this class either have an idea for a business and want to prove out whether or not it's viable, and it's for existing businesses that have been in business for a few years, maybe more, and really want have established themselves, but really want to go into a growth mode and don't necessarily have a business plan. So that's a program that really is takes an idea or makes a business a lot better than it was.
After it's always good to have a plan.
You need to have a roadmap.
If you head out for California without a map, you're going to make a few wrong turns along the way.
Exactly. And that class starts this coming week. There are several sessions in Appleton and Oshkosh, and you can contact the Venture Center, and we'll get you that email address in just a moment. I did want to talk a little bit about a new program that we have, and that is called eSeed Express, which is starting in just a few weeks. eSeed Express is a condensed version, time-wise, from the 15-week program. We've condensed it down to 8 weeks, and it's a little less money, and it still offers the same content and the same quality that you get with the eSeed program. The differences between the eSeed program and eSeed Express is the eSeed Express program is really for people who have at least a base knowledge of business and probably have some business background or have an existing business.
So, like hitting the ground running.
Exactly.
You already have some experience.
Exactly. So the knowledge base is there. You don't necessarily have to have a business plan because, again, the outcome of eSeed Express is a business plan. And we deal with the same things, the legal issues, the marketing, the financials. But it is a condensed version for those people who really want to get rolling right away.
Mm-hmm. eSeed is a good program, and Amy does a good job as the director of the Venture Center. running the eSeed program. The Venture Center website, if anyone is interested in looking that up, is venturecenterwi.biz. Venturecenterwi.biz. If you'd like to call them, you can contact Jill Seidel at 735-5709. 735-5709.
And I know that there is space available for both the eSeed program and for eSeed Express, so it's not too late to call them to get signed up.
Good. And, Mark, they also have a program called ProSeed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you comment on the ProSeed program? Do you have a little information on that?
Sure. The ProSeed are for businesses that are existing, mm-hmm. and they've already have a business plan and are really looking to make it better.
Go to the next level.
Go to the next level. So it's really a combination of online training. So it's a study at your when
self-study
you can.
Program. Yep.
And it's one-on-one instruction as well. So you meet with your instructor each week to go through the modules, but you basically walk through the program and learn as you can, as you go.
What are the modules in the ProSeed program?
There's leadership, marketing, management, money, lead conversion, lead generation, and client fulfillment.
I like the money one.
The money's always good.
Money talks.
So it's a really well-rounded experience and gets into things beyond the basics of business. It's taken it to that next level.
Mm-hmm. The Venture Center is also a resource. They have a great website. It's a resource for networking. Not only do the students go through and learn how to do a business plan, and it isn't the plan that's the outcome, the reward for the student.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reward? It's the networking and what they learn, and it's the process they go through.
It is. It's for some people, they have had an idea for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the gentleman who called earlier,
sure.
he's got an idea, and he wants to know whether or not it's viable, whether or not it can actually go into the marketplace and make some money. So I think there for a lot of people, it's satisfying in answering that question, is this something that really can become a business. But it's also about, like you say, Tony, it's about the network. And it is really exciting to be part of this because I see the entrepreneurial spirit in the Fox Valley, and it is exceptional. There are our classes for eSeed and ProSeed are always filled up with great people who have great ideas, whether they're trying to make that idea better or they're starting out. And they get to network with other entrepreneurs who are in various stages of development as well. They might be also have an idea that they can interface with. And there's also a network of, you can find vendors that you can use as a business and customers as a business. So mm-hmm. the eSeed community is strong, and it's in the upper hundreds, if not thousand by now, going through the class.
And the relationships are long-lasting even after the class. I've heard great stories of how students stuck together and helped each other into years after getting out of the eSeed program. One of the outcomes of the eSeed program, as with any investigation by an entrepreneur, whether they should start a business or grow their business, not only is one outcome to go ahead and launch the business because they've done a good job and as you said earlier, Mark, they have made an informed decision that it's right time for me to do this. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Another acceptable outcome is to come to the conclusion that it's not the right time for me to go. And maybe I shouldn't do it right now. I should keep my job. I don't like my job, but I'm going to keep it. And maybe wait 5 or 10 years. The time just isn't right.
Right.
The finances in the family might not be right. The support from the family might not be right. But that's an okay, that's a successful conclusion.
Right.
It's better to come to that conclusion than to throw a lot of resources at a business that you're not ready to launch yet.
You know, and that's one of the things that EC does for entrepreneurs is for a small investment, you can find out whether or not this is a viable idea and a viable business, and there are enough customers out there to actually buy it. Better to spend that amount of money than to go out and actually set up a business, get into business and then fail. And typically there's, you know, personal money that's involved,
right,
and other things. And then you're accountable for that. So better to do the work up front. Again, we talked about it's all about knowledge,
right,
when you assess whether the risk is worth it. The more knowledge you have, the better idea you're going to have. And this is really about, it goes beyond creating a successful, beyond building a business plan. It's about building a successful business.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to open up a business. I mean, you can do it online. You can do all the paperwork and become an entity and start selling whatever you have, product or service to sell. But it's a lot more difficult to do it successfully and
right,
sustainably.
Exactly.
And so that's why you need the plan, and that's why you need the network, and that's why you need to have the knowledge there to do it right.
Right. Mark, we're going to be taking a break right now, and we'll come back on the other side for the final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
On-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
And welcome back to the final segment of BizTalk this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush. And our guest this morning has been Mark Van Pay, president of Convergent Marketing here in Appleton. Mark, give us a little contact information. How can folks visit you on the website or contact you if they have any questions?
Sure. The website is www.convergentmarketing.com, C-O-N. VERGENTmarketing.com. My phone number is 920-819-3210. And you can email me at mvp@convergentmarketing.com.
Most valuable player. And marketing is a pretty valuable player in any business.
It sure is.
We have to be aware of our marketing all the time, don't we?
It plays an essential role.
You don't
in your
turn
business.
It on and turn it off.
No, it's an ongoing thing.
So even when we're at church or in the grocery store, we're marketing.
It's all about opportunity and finding opportunities. So if you're a business owner, it's always there. It's always out there. You're always looking for opportunity.
What's the distinction between marketing and network marketing? We hear the term guerrilla marketing, network marketing.
Sure. Well, marketing, again, is, I'll go back to the umbrella of you know, developing strategy, developing products, developing services, finding out your customer. Network marketing, guerrilla marketing, for a large extent, is really about tactics and how you can really reach that customer, reach that audience quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And efficiently and effectively and a lot of times cost effectively.
Mark, I had a client one time who told me that she had spent $350 for a Yellow Page ad for the year. And I asked her, is it for the year? And she looked it up and she realized then it was only per month.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't realize she was signing a 12-month Yellow Page ad for $350 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is quite a bit of money, $4,000 or so. So marketing can be expensive, but we need to be able to measure it. Do you have any comments or recommendations on measuring marketing efforts?
Absolutely, and I'll just add on to that. I always tell the people that I meet it's really easy to spend money.
Yep.
It's a lot harder to spend it wisely.
Right.
So if you're going to spend money on marketing, the first question you need to ask is, what am I trying to accomplish? What's right. the goal that
a
I'm
plan.
Trying to accomplish?
Have a plan.
Right. So is it building awareness? Is it trying to sell a specific coupon or a sale that you have? You really do need to know what that is. Secondly, you need to really understand how you're going to measure it. And a lot of times it's the grassroots kind of measurement that can take place.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your customers when they come into your store,
right.
when they contact you, how did you find out about me?
Right.
Why are you doing business with me? And a lot of times you can find out what is the most effective marketing that you're doing just by asking your customers.
Mark, it's our habit here at BizTalk to ask our guests to leave a pearl of wisdom for our listeners.
Well, this really goes to people that have existing businesses, and that is a very important concept that's really customer-driven and centered on the customer. Every time a customer or a potential customer comes in contact with your brand is a moment of truth. That moment will either help enhance the relationship or it will lead to its destruction. It's up to you to decide what direction it takes.
Very good. Mark, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. Good information.
Welcome.
And we'd encourage you to contact Mark. Our program next week is going to have Epiphany Law on. Melissa Devontier is an attorney there, and she'll be talking next week. Epiphany Law is our guest. So that's our program for today. Welcome, or thank you for listening.